Rock Talk.
Senator David Booten has a fistful of dollars and a very bad voting record. My name is Jane Cormier, and I'm calling him out on September 9th at the Republican primary. Join the fight. Find me at janecormier.org. I am the conservative candidate, and I approve this message.
This is Jack Kimble, former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party. We should all be outraged by the unprecedented coercion occurring in the Republican primary race for the United States Senate. Let's make sure New Hampshire votes cannot be bought or influenced by Washington establishment politicians and millions of dollars of special interest money. Let's show the country that the voters of New Hampshire are not for sale. Vote for Bob Smith for U.S. Senate on September 9th.
Paid for by Bob Smith for U.S. Senate.
Welcome back to Grok Talk segment 4. We'd like to thank our previous guest, Ambassador Rooney, and of course Keith Ammon, who was just with us. If you missed any of those segments, they will be posted in a couple of hours on the podcast, and you can always check us out on Ustream.tv. Just look for the Grok channel. Please visit us at GraniteGrok.com for news and information you can only get from the conservatives at Granite Grok. And of course, we are available podcasted now and later on a wide range of mobile devices and mobile applications. Check out GraniteGrok.com for the list. We would now like to welcome to the program our next guest, a gentleman who is running for U.S. Congress and Congressional District 2, Jim Lawrence. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
There we go. I got to make sure I got you on the right headset. All right.
And we have the video on.
Okay. And we have Mike back, and I buttonitis. So, congratulations on the race. It was exciting to hear you were running, and we definitely wanted to have more voices. We wanted to have conservative voices. We always want to have candidates in a primary because it gives people choices and opportunities. What do you bring to the table?
Well, you know, I'll tell you a little bit why I got into this race. The reason why I felt like I had to get in this race is I saw President Barack Obama being supported by Representative Ann Custer. She votes with him 95% of the time. President Barack Obama destroying America. I have 8 children. I have grave concerns for the future of America that they're going to inherit. So I felt compelled to act. I had to do something. I didn't see the other Republican candidates exclusively talking about the issues that are the important issues facing our state and our country.
And what are those?
Well, I mean, there's a lot to choose from right now. We have illegal immigration crisis. We have the worst foreign policy in decades, worst foreign policy since Jimmy Carter. We have a lack of a defense posture. Forget a strong national defense posture. Our economy. We just had a recent jobs report come out, and it shows that New Hampshire is still trailing 2009 numbers. That's not acceptable. As a small business owner, I think it's outrageous. I know firsthand what the government is doing to overregulate and overtax small businesses right out of creating new jobs and stimulating our economy, and it's got to stop.
Mike?
That sounds excellent. So you were disappointed in the other candidates. You jumped in, and you know my first reaction was Jim, who? And you know then I heard that you were making some progress, and then I met you, and I was very impressed. I booked you immediately. I just wish I'd got to know you sooner. And then our friends saw you in the debates, and we started getting calls saying, "My goodness, where did this guy come from? Sorry, I didn't meet him sooner." That's a very good reaction. It, you know, generally speaking, the other candidates haven't had such a positive reaction. Colonel Lambert, bless him, has been losing supporters. And Marilinda gets a good reaction, but not the kind of reaction you get. I was very impressed. I think you handled yourself extremely well in the debate, and I was disappointed, in fact, that so much time was sucked up in the back and forth sniping versus the issues.
Well, that's exactly why I got in this race. I told you before, I didn't hear these candidates exclusively focusing on the issues. And unfortunately, since I got in the race, it seems like it's gone the opposite direction. They're focusing less on the issues now. It's got to stop. I've had the opportunity in 3 debates now to urge them to stop the mudslinging, stop attacking each other, focus on the issues that are of grave concern to this nation and the people of New Hampshire. I'm running a candidacy to fight the federal government, win back our state, win back New Hampshire from the federal government, And I'm focusing on the issues that are important to our nation.
Let's talk about your experience and what that has taught you. What do you bring to the table as, well, you were in the House.
Yes, I spent 3 terms in the New Hampshire State House as a legislator. I'm also a veteran, graduate of the United States Air Force Academy, small business owner, proud parent of 8 children. What do I bring to the table? I bring to the table the type of candidate that can go to Washington. And when I vote, I'll be voting for the same issues that are of concerns to the people of New Hampshire. I can relate to them. You know, I have 2 kids that are in college now. I understand what the federal government is doing to make it more difficult for students to be able to afford college. I'm a small business owner. I understand what the government is doing to prevent us from growing our economy. I'm going to go down to Washington and fight for the small business owner on Main Street. I'm a veteran. You know, I can honestly tell you, President Barack Obama doesn't have a clue what to do with ISIS. I'm outraged that he actually got on TV and said he didn't have a plan to deal with ISIS in Syria. You know you're in serious trouble when Senator Dianne Feinstein is arguing to the right of the President of the United States, urging him to take action. Something's wrong. A first-year cadet at the United States Air Force Academy can come up with a better strategy than President Barack Obama.
Yeah, DiFi is an interesting creature. She's full socialist on many issues, but she's pretty serious about defense.
Well, you know, she's certainly more serious than the president, and I wish that our Representative Ann Custer would get more serious about it, too, because she's been silent on all these issues.
She's there for the free ride and the SEIU money, and she just votes the right way, and nobody makes a fuss.
Well, the wrong way for us.
Well, but yeah, the right way for the socialists, and the wrong way for most of New Hampshire. So I'd like to ask you more about the win back New Hampshire. I mean, we all want to win back New Hampshire and get the federal government out of our lives. So part of that involves electing the right people to the State House, and you've been there and done that. And part of it involves sending the right people to Washington to get them to actually scale back Washington. How are you as a congressman going to help scale back the government?
Well, the first thing I'm going to do is I'm going to fight against government overregulation. You know, why don't we start with the simple areas? We have an 8,000-plus page tax code. It's so complicated, most CPAs can't even figure out what's in it. You know, it's no wonder that the IRS has had so many accountability issues, because they can cherry-pick citizens and target them because they can't even figure out what the rules are. We need a fairer, simpler tax code. The American people deserve that. That model should be spread across every function of government. Look at Obamacare. That's an additional 2,000 pages plus of law that we can do without. It broke the backs of health care. It broke the back of health care in this state. The narrow network has eliminated options for people in this state for health care. There's a county that has not one single doctor or a single hospital that Obamacare covers. That's not America.
And I bet that's one of the more remote counties. So,
actually, it's Sullivan County.
Okay.
It's not that remote. So, I mean, that just goes to show you the extent of the damage that's been done by this big bureaucratic Washington, D.C. overregulation of our health care. What we had before, it wasn't perfect, but it was certainly a lot better than what we have now.
So how do you get the beast to slice itself down to size is really the issue. I win back New Hampshire is a fantastic message, and it's resonating, I hear. But you're going to go in there with concrete proposals to slice the beast down to size a piece at a time.
Well, absolutely. You know, coming from the New Hampshire State House, which is the largest legislative body in the State House in the country, I understand what it takes to get a lot of legislators on board, building coalitions to get something done. Unfortunately, it is going to take a coalition. It's going to take a small army. We're going to have to fight very hard to get some smart, common sense people elected into office this November. I do believe the conservative agenda is the right agenda to move the country forward. And then we're going to have to work together to try and start to undo a lot of the damage that President Barack Obama, supported by people in Congress like Representative Ann Custer, and try and roll back some of the damage they've done and start to repair our country, move us forward, improve our economy, increase jobs, have a strong foreign policy, strong national defense to keep us safe, and fight to deal with the situation with illegal immigration.
And you were in the State House for a total of 6 years, 3 terms, And during that time, the House Republican Alliance put their rating system together. And as they fine-tuned their rating system, you rose to the top. You were up there, I think, number four with a 98% or higher rating.
Somewhere thereabouts. I definitely had a 98%, which makes me the most conservative candidate in this race.
Even Marilinda Garcia, who is certainly in the top 5% or so, didn't come close to your score.
And this is, for those of you who don't know, NHHRA rates votes on the House floor based on their relationship to the party platform, which is, you know, what defines you as a Republican. And we do, despite the establishment Republican umbrella that exists in this state, we still have a very good platform.
Right, we do. And Granite Grock and most of the candidates we've talked to actually support the Republican platform. What is strange to us is that the Republican Party doesn't necessarily support the candidates that support the platform. But Keith, that we just had on, and now Jim, are solid supporters.
We're going to go to break in a couple quick minutes, but I want to touch on immigration, illegal immigration in general. We've had the refugee problem. We've had people, groups, non-government organizations who've been hired to move people by the head. These people pouring across the border. Let's talk about that real quick.
Well, it's very crystal clear that President Barack Obama is on the wrong side of this issue. He's making the situation worse instead of making it better. He's actually encouraging people to violate the law, which to me is an outrage. My position is crystal clear. Before we talk about doing anything else, we have to secure the border. We have to secure the border for two reasons. We have to stave off the increase of illegal immigration to this country. We also need to protect ourselves. We have ISIS growing as the number one threat to United States interests around the world and here at home as well, and we need to protect ourselves from that. But I'm in favor of securing the border, build a fence, augment our border patrol with additional personnel, use the National Guard if necessary, use electronic monitoring countermeasures as well, and I'm not in favor of amnesty of any kind because I believe that that will send the wrong message. We need to support those who have followed the law and encourage them instead of giving a free pass to those who have violated the law. You know, Representative Ann Custer could have taken a hard stand and supported House Amendment 136, which would have ended administrative amnesty, but she chose to vote against it. I'll never vote against it.
We are going to take a quick break, and we will be right back with Jim Lawrence, who's running for Congress in Congressional District 2 in New Hampshire.
He tried to make us believe he was a fiscal conservative, but State Senator Dave Bouton has been deceiving New Hampshire taxpayers. Like a wolf in sheep's clothing, he claimed to be one of us, pretending to blend in, but all along, voting like a liberal Democrat. He voted to raise your gas tax by another 23%, taking a bigger bite out of our wallets every time we're at the pump. And oh, how he drooled at the opportunity to vote to expand Obamacare, which will result in higher taxes and longer wait times in the emergency room. And now the Senate wants to pass a bill to prevent us from criticizing Senator Bouton's vote? Call Senator Bouton at 603-203-5391 and tell him that we're on to his wolf in sheep's clothing routine. Tell him to stop pretending to be a fiscal conservative and start voting like one. Paid for by Citizens for a Strong New Hampshire.
New Hampshire is famous for scenic drives, but they're tough to enjoy when you're on your way to the doctor. Because Obamacare limits your choices, some will have to drive more than an hour to see a doctor. What's health insurance worth if care isn't there when you need it? Jean Shaheen voted for Obamacare, putting your doctors and hospitals further out of reach. Tell Senator Shaheen, Obamacare is not working for New Hampshire.
All right, we're back with Jim Lawrence running for Congress in Congressional District 2 in New Hampshire. I stopped him at the border on immigration. We want to keep going on that. Why don't you go ahead. Take up where we left off.
You know, it's interesting because Australia had a similar circumstance to what we're facing now not that long ago. They had a policy where they were allowing illegal immigrants to come into Australia. They felt that they had a moral obligation to help these people. They were labeling them as refugees. But they learned very quickly that their system couldn't handle the influx of illegals that were coming in. Australia has a different policy now. Their policy now is that if you come to Australia illegally, you will never get to stay. And you know what? That's the right policy. We need to adopt a policy like that right here in America. We should have a policy right now that says that if you come to America illegally, you will never get to stay.
That's an excellent idea.
If we made it that you never get to be a citizen, I think that would be a step in the right direction. But never get to stay is a real discouragement.
It's even better because an awful lot of these folks aren't even interested in being citizens. They're just interested in hooking themselves up to every program they can find and to take advantage of the hopefully less crime-riddled environment that they might find wherever they end up.
While being part of the crime-ridden environment.
Right, because
itself.
It's illegal to come here illegally. That's the word illegal, you know.
Yeah. Law? What's that?
What's that? So another thing we talked about real briefly was the we did talk about the NHHRA. There was another part of that you wanted to mention that's really important.
Well, yeah. I mean, the HRA not only looks at your adherence to the Republican platform, it also looks at your adherence to the Constitution. And I'm very proud of that fact because I am the real constitutional conservative in this race, which is why I also had an A rating from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance as well.
That's good.
That's good. And how about the gun groups while we're talking about fidelity to the Constitution?
Well, you know, I'm a lifetime member of the NRA. I had an A-plus rating from Go New Hampshire. I'm the only candidate that has an A-plus rating from Go New Hampshire. I have an A from the New Hampshire Firearms Coalition and an A rating from the NRA. But what I think really separates me from these other candidates on Second Amendment issues is I'm the only candidate that has authored, sponsored, and got passed a piece of pro-gun legislation. I'm the only candidate that can say that. It's law right now here in New Hampshire.
Which one is it?
It changed the law to allow 50 caliber pack rifles to be used for hunting in the state, which previous to the law it was not.
All right.
Every elimination of anti-gun regulations and every pro-gun step is well worth it, small or large. And we salute you for it.
So what are the other key issues you think? We've talked about a lot of stuff in a short period of time, but what have we missed?
Well, we've missed a lot, unfortunately, because President Barack Obama has led us down a path, the wrong path, for this country in a lot of different areas. And we touched on the economy. You know, we talked a little bit about tax code, but I think an important thing is to cut back government overregulation. As a small business owner, I know firsthand how the government can get in the way of small businesses from growing our economy. Small business is what really has the largest impact on growing our economy, and we should be doing everything in our power to support small businesses on Main Street and not getting in the way. That's another big issue where I think that President Barack Obama is completely wrong, and Representative Ann Custer, once again, she's silent on this, and she's just voting along with Barack Obama on all of these issues.
What is, as a small business owner, can you give us some examples of what this regulatory state is doing to you?
Well, I'll give you a prime example. You know, every year, I mean, we talk, this is more of a state issue, but look at the rise of cost of workman's comp. That's directly a result of over-regulation by the state government here, strangling small businesses out of existence. We could talk about the business enterprise tax, which is basically a payroll tax, doesn't even take into consideration the revenue stream of a small business or any business. And I don't know how we can pass these policies and think that businesses can survive in this kind of environment. It's ludicrous. From the federal government standpoint, I mean, we don't have enough time to discuss all the regulations that they've put into place, and it grows every year. Small businesses are required to hire other people to keep up with all these regulatory and law changes in Washington, D.C., and it drives up the cost of doing business. It's got to stop.
Absolutely. So with that in mind, which departments would you close first? Let me give you the Perry question. Which three departments would you close if you could?
Well, you know, I like to close a lot of them, but I'm going to be realistic. You know, I'll tell you what I'm looking at, the areas that I'm looking at very hard. I think there's a lot of opportunity to cut inefficiencies in areas like the Department of Education, Department of Energy. There's also a lot of issues in the State Department. Let's start with foreign aid. Why are we giving other countries billions of dollars when we can't take care of our issues here at home?
There's almost no justification for foreign aid. It doesn't do any good. It goes typically goes into the pockets of the dictators, never helps the people.
You think foreign aid may have gone to some people in ISIS?
Oh, yes.
Oh, are you kidding? Yes. We have no idea who we're giving money and arms to at any given time, and we switch sides so often that we've basically armed all the combatants on all sides in that region.
Well, you've got that whole, you know, Benghazi CIA annex weapons into Syria thing. You know, I mean, we don't really know.
Well, that's true. And then there was that documentary 13 Hours recently where we found out that yet again the CIA chain of command, who obviously had some ulterior motive, were telling the defensive forces to stand down. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous. I'm glad
you guys are saying this, because one of my key campaign platforms is government accountability. We have a huge lack of government accountability right now. You know, Representative Ann Custer, I watched her in a video, and this is a big pet peeve of mine. She was getting asked questions about government accountability by the citizens of the state, and she put the mic up and walked off. She did not answer the question. She turned her back on the people of the state. That's outrageous. I mean, and we've seen a growth of a lack of government accountability. We see issues with the IRS. We see issues with the Veterans Administrations, the CIA, the NSA. It's time for us to take a different position. We need leadership in Washington that's going to be looking out for the people of New Hampshire. If I'm elected to Congress, I'll go to Washington, and I'm going to support the people of New Hampshire, not the big party bosses in Washington, D.C., like Representative Ann Custer does now.
And then that's very refreshing to hear. How many of the 435 Congress members do you think actually are beholden to their citizens back home, as opposed to some larger forces, whether it be party management or contributors?
Well, looking at the shakeout of my race, I'm fearing that it's a lot, because I know that there's a lot of Washington, D.C. money, there's a lot of outside money being poured into my congressional race. It's not being given to me, obviously, because I'm supporting the people, but it's coming in and I see it. I'm not going to be bought and paid for.
No. Well, I actually personally support the Club for Growth. It's unfortunate that they had latched on to Marilinda before they learned who you were, because I think they may have chosen differently if they had had that opportunity.
Well, maybe, but we're in the position where we are now. And, I really believe this now. Unfortunately, I've been telling my opponents that they should stop this rhetoric, stop attacking each other, because our real enemy is Representative Ann Custer right now. She's an enemy to the people, and we need to address her and not each other. They didn't listen to me. And unfortunately, we're in a bad position now where our Republicans running in the race, my two opponents, have damaged themselves to the point where their supporters are not likely to support the other candidate in November, leaving me as the only Republican candidate that has a chance at unifying the Republicans to go against Ann Custer.
And that's a powerful argument. And, of course, we saw the debate with the non-handshake at the end, that your two opponents have so much animosity to each other that not only can they not let go during the debate to actually cover the issues, but they can't even be civil and shake hands at the end.
Well, I've shaken both of their hands at every debate. I'll continue to do that. I think that is the right way to let people know that, hey, we may have differences on the issues, but we still are Republicans, and we agree more with each other than we do with the Democrats. It's the wrong way to go. I think the party needs to stand up now, and we need to start marching forward. You don't see the Democrats arguing like this. It's not acceptable.
Okay. So we've got company, folks. So it looks like a TV crew is showing up for candidate Jim Lawrence, and we applaud the attention he's getting, and we're perfectly happy to accommodate. This is WMUR, correct? Welcome, folks.
welcome to our spaghetti mess.
Yeah, we didn't put on our Sunday best for you, but please come on in, and we've been having a lot of fun. So
we've got about 3 minutes left.
Yeah, so let's see. Before we get to a last question, why don't you tell us how people can reach you? Like I said, we've met you. We're impressed. We're all about platform adherence and constitutionalism. So please let the folks listening and watching know how they can get in touch with you and support you. And then let's get to a couple of last questions.
Okay, well, I do have a website. It's lawrenceforcongress.com. There's a contact form there as well as contact phone numbers and emails on that website.
And this is Lawrence, F-O-R, for Congress.
That is correct. So that's the best way to get a hold of me. Hey, we're in the final stretch here, and I'm looking for additional volunteers and support in any way you can, because I do firmly believe that I am the right candidate to unite the Republican Party to defeat Representative Ann Custer in November.
And you are not without a record. You have an excellent record in the State House. You are not without a business background. You run a business. You've got a family. You've got deep roots in New Hampshire. And as a military veteran, you support the Constitution. So, Steve, you got a last question for Jim before?
What's your 60-second vote for me? Unless that was it. I don't know.
Well, you know, I'm Jim Lawrence. I'm running for Congress to win back our state from the federal government. President Barack Obama, being supported by Representative Ann Custer, he's destroying America. As a proud parent of 8 children, I have grave concerns about the future opportunities that my children will have in America. My other 2 opponents in the Republican primary, unfortunately, have damaged themselves beyond electability. I'm the only candidate now that can unite the Republican Party to defeat Representative Ann Custer in November. Please support me on Tuesday in the primary vote as the only Republican candidate that can still go after Representative Ann Custer.
30 seconds. What's the first thing you do when you get to Congress?
The first thing that I do when I get to Congress, I want to figure out exactly how we've allowed things to get so bad in this country that we've got so much distrust of the government.
All right. Thank you very much, sir. Jim Lawrence, running for Congress in CD2, New Hampshire Congressional District 2. Thank you so much for coming down and spending a half hour with us here in beautiful Concord, New Hampshire.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
We really appreciate it. We'll get this up so you can link to it, and we wish you the very best of luck.
Yeah, we will add a link to Jim Lawrence for Congress when we post the podcast later today. My name's Steve McDonald. I'm here with Mike Rogers. I was going to say Skip, because that's what I always say, but Skip's not here today.
Skip's out practicing his shooting skills.
He is, and good for him.
Yes.
With Susan's husband, I believe.
Yes, he is.
All right, great. Check us out at graniterock.com. Check us out at iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, Stitcher, and YouTube, Ustream, and at graniterock.com. Thanks a lot.
And WMUR.
And now WMUR, yes. So thanks for another great week. Thanks for more news and conversation. We'll be back next week with more of that on Grok Talk.
When asked whether she still supports Obamacare, Senator Jean Shaheen said,
"Yes, I do continue to support the law. We're beginning to see some positive results."
How can Senator Shaheen say we're seeing positive results when 22,000 of our neighbors have already lost their health insurance? What's worse, the Boston Globe reports the state's only health insurance provider radically reduced the number of hospitals in their network, forcing some people to drive over an hour for lab work, even when there's a hospital within a few miles of their home. When pressed about lack of access, Shaheen said,
"There are some hospitals that are not covered, unfortunately, and I certainly hope that's going to change."
Jean Shaheen promised us we could keep our doctors and our healthcare coverage. Now she hopes we can get to a local hospital? Call Senator Shaheen at 603-647-7500. Tell her we need more than hope. We need leadership. Paid for by Citizens for a Strong New Hampshire.
Senator Jean Shaheen said, "If you like your current health plan, you can keep it." That's not true, Senator. 22,000 New Hampshire citizens have been kicked off their insurance plans. Hospitals in Rochester, Concord, and Portsmouth, they aren't allowed to provide care under the exchange. Senator, you were wrong in your comments. You should apologize for your misleading remarks. I'm calling Senator Shaheen at 750-3004 and telling her I want my doctor back. You should too.
Paid for by SaberPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
All of the music on this program comes to us through Creative Commons licensing from Kevin MacLeod at Incompetech.com. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the speakers, not necessarily those of CNHT, GraniteRock.com, or anyone else for that matter.